putting Bender to the free throw line. He is scoreless on the night. He's had to deal with foul trouble for majority. He's out there this entire fourth quarter with four fouls. Two shots upcoming for Carson Bender, trailing by 18 points. To the Cass City Redhawks, and the first free throw is good.
That's his first point.
Yes, it is. Has not even attempted a free throw until just now. Southern for Lakers right now. Anthony Sheridan, Hunter Keim, Mason Dubes, and Mason Williams. Carson Bender to the free throw line, shooting his second shot. If he makes this, Mason Pasek will be checking in. 3:58 left in the fourth, and he makes it, so he sits down. And Mason Pasek checks in. And we have a full timeout called by Eric Wisner with 3:58 left in the fourth quarter as Cassidy leads 63-47 right here on the WNOW Sports Network.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you're one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us, but more on that later. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Coming out of the timeout, Cassidy tries to go for the Hail Mary, and they throw it right out of bounds. No one touched it, so Lakers will get it underneath their own hoop. That will be Cassidy's 12th turnover of the night. Lakers had three turnovers in the entire first half. They've had 10 turnovers in the second half, five in each quarter. We played half of the fourth. 16-point ball game, 63-47. Cassidy on top over the ailing Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Anthony Sheridan goes down the left side of the lane, and he is fouled. And he'll go back to the free throw line for two shots.
This is smart, actually. You know, you go ahead and you attack the basket. If you get fouled, it stops the clock, which is exactly what you want to do. And I don't care if you're down by 16 or what, but it has to start from somewhere.
First foul goes against Schenck as Anthony Sheridan makes his first free throw. He now has 15 points, 9 rebounds. Second free throw is good. He has 16 now. 63-49, a 14-point ball game. 3:51 left in regulation. Colin Rubel to Hayden Horn, top of the key. Dribbling to the left to Cathrell into the corner, wide open. Rubel for three, short. Rebound Rubel keeps possession alive for Cass City. Down to the left block. Into the hands of Landon Schenck, in for 2 points. Schenck has 8. 65-49, 3:26 left in regulation. Cassidy out to commanding fashion, but not as much as USA leading Reese at halftime, 38-14. Patriots put on a clinic over in Reese. Sheridan's shot from the right side, the runner's no good. Rebound Cassidy. And Cathrell in command of the Cassidy offense. In between the high and low post, this one's into Schenck, and this one's out of bounds. Says the shot's no good. Gives the ball back to the Lakers. New man in for Lakers. That'd be Travis Fritz. So Mason Williams, Mason Dubes, Hunter Keim, Travis Fritz, and Anthony Sheridan. This is the future of the program right here. Mason Pasek at the right wing, dribbling at the free throw line, down to Hunter Keim. Short, no good, rebound Schenck. To the right wing, to Stern. Cassidy now slowing things down. 2.5 minutes to play in regulation. Hayden Horn dribbling against Mason Pasek. Has to pick it up. Over the left elbow goes in. Stern is swatted away. And it'll be Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop. Substitution for Lakers. Sam Gosta comes in and replaces Mason Williams. Out there for Cassidy, Hayden Horn, Colin Rubel, Sam Cuthrell, Luke Stern, and Landon Schenk. Now Andrew Siegfried checks back in, replaces Mason Dubes. 2:27 left in the fourth. Cassidy 65. Check that. Oh, no, it was a missed shot from Schenk. Rebound still loose, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession in favor of Lakers. Now Andrew Siegfried's getting a little mouthy there with the officials. And
he thought he was held up, explaining his plate. But now's not the time.
A little frustration there.
Yeah.
Two 19 left in the fourth. Lakers on offense, trailing by 16 points. The trail's made by 18 a couple of times here as Siegfried gets the shot inside the lane. He gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the seventh team foul against Cass City. Excuse me, they have it as eighth. And the second against Landon Schenk. Siegfried's free throw, no good. So the woes continue for the green and white. Couple substitutions. Horn sits down, as does Schenk and Luke Stern. Replacing them, Kendall Anthus, Colin Rubel, and Zach Beecher. Joins Sam Cuthrell. And that would be Bryce Fernald. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Cass City. Eighth rebound of the quarter for the 28th of the night. Kendall Anthus slows things down, top of the key. Dribbles to his right. Picks his dribble up at the right wing against Sam Gosta. And Bryce Fernald has to save it from going out of bounds. Over to Anthus at midcourt. Back to Fernald into Cuthrell, slowing things down to the left wing. Now just passing around at the top of the around the perimeter. As they lead by 16 points with 100 seconds left. The floater on the left side is no good from Fernald. And then there's a rebound brought in by Cuthrell. And then there's a foul.
That's going on Travis Fritz.
That's Travis Fritz's first.
Wait a second.
Now they're calling that on Andrew Siegfried. That's his fourth. And we have a timeout, full timeout called by Aaron Fernald and Cass City as they lead by 16 points with a minute 34 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Cassidy does a hockey shift change and gets Tyler Zaki into the ballgame for the first time, and he traveled with it. Cassidy's 13th turnover of the night. Still leading by 16 points with just over a minute left in the fourth quarter. Siegfried to the left wing. Trying to feed down is batted away by Cuthrell, and we're going the other way. And we have a whistle away from the ball as there was a body contact and then some going against Lakers. This will put Kendall Anthus at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. That is the seventh team foul against Lakers.
See, second foul on Mason Pasek.
65-49, Cassidy leading by 16 points. Lakers was leading at one point